Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And today we're going to talk about VIP hosts and a hard day's night.
You like that?
I do. So let's talk today about a day in the life of a VIP host.
How does a VIP host extend their reach to their client base? I mean, you may think that a day in the life of a VIP host starts at night. I know I thought that, but today on our podcast, we're going to discuss a day in the life of a VIP host, what they go through to reach and engage with prospects and clients.
So yeah, today we're going to focus on VIP hosts, concierges, casino hosts, and the like. It's been a while since we've produced an updated segment for this demographic, for this section of our clients. I think it goes all the way back to episode 12 was the first VIP host episode that we did. And if you haven't heard it, you're going to want to listen after you're done here. We also have another episode that has case studies, including specific setups that hosts and concierges have found to be successful. That's episode 38 and I think episode 40.
That's right.
Also has a good bit more of the nuts and bolts about how to integrate online and offline marketing in a successful way. Now, if you're new to our podcast or you don't understand or you don't know about our platform, what we normally do is we take 2 minutes and we explain what a mobile wallet pass is and how it works. So if you're new, here's the 2 minute rundown. We'll get Hazel to do that. And if this is not your first rodeo and you want to skip ahead 2 minutes, by all means, go ahead.
Go ahead. I won't be offended. So, Mobile Wallet Marketer is a great way for companies, businesses, VIP hosts to communicate directly to their clients using a mobile device.
And everybody knows mobile is the hottest thing right now.
It totally is. So, a Mobile Wallet Pass sits in your iPhone Apple Wallet or in a third-party app on Android. And a pass has a front and a back to them, and it has all these great technologies that work with it. So the front of the pass would have your title, your company name, your host name, how you're known in the industry. The back of it will have all the great technologies, all the fun stuff. So there'll be call to action links with your phone number right on there, with an email on there. You can have your social media set up. To let's say Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. If you're at a particular spot that night as a VIP host, you can let everyone know where you are with a map with navigation right there from the back of the pass. So there are many things that you can do with it, and we'll go further into that today on our podcast. Now, Kim, as you know, you've been out with me plenty of times that I like to be treated well when I go out. Not only when we have dinners, but when we hit the nightclubs. I'm at the point in my life where I like to enjoy myself and not stand in line waiting to get into clubs.
Oh my God, and I'm such a hermit. I never go out to nightclubs anymore.
Right, well, I'm not saying that I go out often. I really don't do that. But you've been with me pre-child.
Yeah, you know, I used to love to go out. I wish we would have had this product back, you know, 10 years ago when I was going out all the time and hanging out. And, you know, I mean, all of our old hosts in Vegas, they love this. They use this all the time. And they're like, Kim, why don't you go out anymore? I'm like, I'm too tired after dinner.
Yeah. But, you know, we do go out once in a while. And I've actually come to the point where I have a guy who is my host when I go out. He's my host. He takes care of me, my friends, as you know, you've met him. He gets me into the nightclubs and I get to bypass the lines and that I see happening down the sidewalk. And that's why I love having him. He's great.
Yeah. I don't stand in line either.
No, of course you don't. Cause you're with me. So when I started speaking to him, about what he does, I thought he must like get up when the sun sets every day, because he's out all night and he's ready to capture the nightlife. And yet I find that there's a lot of responsibilities that clients like myself do not see until he starts telling me about his his job and his efforts and the things he does to keep good clients who appreciate his work. So one of the very first things he does is to reach out. He's always on the lookout for prospects. He wants to not only establish a relationship, but must maintain one. He knows that by doing this, he'll have repeat clients like myself that use his services again and again. Not that I go out very often.
You're lying.
Anymore. No, I really don't. So
this is a situation as well where tons of referrals. So obviously referrals are a big thing here as well. Yeah.
That, yes, it is. Yes, it is. This pass can be set up to be shared from mobile to mobile. So you, my friend, I can tell you about him and I can give you his pass and now you have it.
Cool.
Yes. So I provide them with he wants to make the VIP experience feel special.
Well, I mean, as it should be. When you're talking about going places where bottle service is $800, that's kind of a special experience for that kind of money. I mean, we're not talking about somebody going to the local dive bar and having a $5 bourbon.
That's right. That's right. So he's a great liaison between me and where
and the club
is. And the club. Yes, the restaurant. And it's great. It's easy. He doesn't do it in an unobtrusive way. He connects me right away.
So now are you paying your guy or is he being paid by the clubs and the venues that you guys are going out to?
Well, that's a great question. He does get paid by sometimes the clubs, but sometimes if I want some superior service, like a limo, he'll make that happen for me as well. So
right, so you're tipping him and you're paying for things that you need to pay for. Like, he's not paying for your $800 bottle service. You're paying for that, and you're tipping him, you're giving him new clients, and the clubs that he works with or the casinos that he works with, they're paying him as well.
That's right.
Got it.
That's right. So, you know, he wants to provide his clientele with the best possible experience that will keep them coming back to him. Make them feel that they're receiving personal attention. And that's what a good host does. It's kind of his roster is high-end clients, spending money with him, and the venue he represents.
Okay, so how does a mobile wallet pass fit in with this?
It's really simple. A mobile wallet pass gives a VIP host the ability to engage and connect their clients. So let's see. A VIP host doesn't start at the crack of dusk. They actually start earlier in the day, looking over events, knowing the latest entertainment buzz around town, finding the latest places to go, find out where any celebrities or top athletes may be. Basically, he takes the guesswork out of it, and I feel like he does that all for me. I really do. So I may not go out as often as I used to, as I keep saying repetitively in this podcast for some reason. But
me thinks thou dost protest over much, Hazel.
But, you know, I do want to hit the city's nightlife running. I mean, I can go and look stuff up on Yelp, where to go, read reviews.
Oh, please.
But I just don't have the
time. Yelp was terrible.
And that's where my VIP host steps in. He's done it all for me with updates on the lock screen of my mobile device.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He sends me reminders of shows or events that I may be interested in based on our conversations of what I like or what I don't like. So, for example, YouTube just went on their 30th year anniversary tour for the Joshua Tree. And that album was back in 1987. And they just kicked off their tour in Vancouver. And I remember when it came, I think you remember a few months ago when it came out, I was like, I got to be up at 10 a.m., I got to get this right, I got to get tickets, and of course they were sold out in 2 minutes flat. But he had tickets. He had these event tickets for me, and he...
And you're telling me you don't go out that much.
No,
I you're a liar. I leave you alone up here in Canada, and this is what you do?
That's right. So he'll have tickets at an event, and he'll even send them to me. He's in Toronto, by the way, so he's actually sending them to me in Vancouver, which is where I am now. And he'll send me reminders right on the lock screen telling me when it is. And if I want a limo, there'll be one right outside my door, and he'll be taking care of me. So that's it, really, if I choose, not that I take limos.
So it sounds like for a concierge or a host or a nightclub promoter, there's no one specific way to use a pass. It's more about creativity in right. designing campaigns and in setting up the sort of like the segmentation of, you know, because I'm sure not everybody likes you too. So they've got a group of people over here that maybe like, I don't know, Neil Diamond. Sure. Then another group of people that like you too. And then another group of people that maybe like, I don't know, Green like Day. Dre or somebody, so you Dre whatever. Or yeah. Whatever.
Yes.
So it's kind of a segmented approach.
It's a segmented approach. He okay. uses, yeah, different passes. So where is he doing this? how is he doing this? Sorry, not where, how?
Where? Well, obviously Toronto and Vancouver at the moment, unless he's got some other hookups you haven't told us about yet.
Well, specifically, he's doing it with a mobile wallet pass. And think of this as a digital business card, if you will. It's a little omni-hub. So right on the back, we'll have all his links. Once I add the pass to the phone, he's engaged with me. He sends me a welcome message reminding me of who he is so I don't forget.
doesn't sound like you're gonna.
And it's kind of like a word of mouth kind of thing, a modern day word of mouth, being able to take this pass from one mobile device to another and just add it. It's really easy to do. So what he likes to do is he likes to take snapshots of everyone he comes across and add it to Instagram. When he passes the pass, he can say, look, I just took a picture of you. It's on Instagram. Here's my pass. You can go find it that way.
Oh, sweet. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. It really is. So he's maximizing his efforts. He's expanding his reach. He's getting people to remember who he is, by putting it all on Instagram. His followers increase both on Instagram and
with the passes.
Yes, thank you. And now he's in a position to send messages known as mobile updates right on the lock screen. So here's a great example of what he does. He's, like I said, he's in Toronto as well. So he likes to go to events. And the big event in September in Toronto is TIFF. If people don't know what that is, that's Toronto International Film Festival.
Oh, I didn't know what that was.
And celebrities come from all over for a week.
Really? To Canada?
Exactly. To Canada. Promote all their movies. They do, you know, a junket. They're
cool.
Yeah. So it's a really
big
deal.
How did I never hear this?
I don't know.
Wow.
You don't go out.
There you go. Not in Toronto, and I don't go out. Okay.
So, I mean, when that event is on for the week, he does not sleep. He's everywhere. He's on the celebrity sightings. He wants to tell everyone where he is. So I've actually seen pictures of him outside the Four Seasons with Lady Gaga. Then next.
I do like that Four Seasons in Toronto, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do.
Really like the one here in Vancouver, though.
And he goes to, like, Remy's in Yorkville. I don't know if I've taken you there. And he's, like, seen Russell Crowe just sitting there having lunch. And he takes a picture of them, and he talks to them, and he puts these photos and these links right up on Instagram, and the clients can log in. He tells them about him using a mobile update. His clients log in and can see where he's been. And there's another great thing about my host. After he shares this, he also shares the pass right to the prospect. So he says to Russell Crowe, here's my digital business card, passes it right on there.
Does Russell Crowe actually know how to use a phone?
I'm not sure.
He's not my favorite.
No. He's given and he'll also, if you're not a client right now and you're just what you consider a prospect, a future client, he will do the same thing. He treats everyone the same. It's wonderful. He likes sharing the pass. He'll give him a sweet deal for entering a club, like a ladies in free. A 2-for-1, it really depends on the situation, the group of people that you're with, for him to make those arrangements with the venue. But that's what he does to get you started with him as a VIP.
Right, it's like giving the little kids crack. Here, just smoke a little. We know you'll come back for more. Take this, it's free.
Right, or you can think of it in the retail circuit, like a loyalty program. Where if you join up for our loyalty, we'll give you...
I was just kidding about giving the little kids crack, okay? I was just joking.
Now, so why does he do this? It's simple. So when it's your time to go out with your friends, he'll be the one you call. And not to worry, you'll never lose his number because with one tap, it's right on the back of a mobile wallet pass. You can call him and arrange your special night out.
He doesn't have like a beeper still, does he?
He does not have a beeper. That's funny though. Yeah. So that's what it is to be a hard day's night. If you're a VIP host, a concierge, casino host, that is what it takes. So Thanks for tuning in. I know I'm the one who spoke a lot this time, not you, Kim, but thanks.
That's okay, but you forgot the most important part. If you are interested, mobilewalletmarketer.com is the platform website. Go there. All the stuff about it is there. If you need some help, obviously, you can contact us, and we're happy to help you get started, develop a custom program. I don't know. I should just stop right now before that blah comes right back out.
Right. So basically, get in touch with us. We'll talk to you. We'll set you up. We'll make it work for you.
Yeah. So this has been like a really funny, cool episode, don't you think?
I think so. Now you know a little bit about me.
Okay. So Hazel's got to go get ready to go out. That's going to be it for today. And I suppose we'll see you around the clubs and back here in 2 weeks. Thanks.